Greetings and welcome to the ICIS Chemical Business Podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor. Today, we're looking at the issue for the week of January 24th, 2011, covering soaps and detergents, with a cover story on detergents under pressure. Soaring feedstock prices have hit the sector hard. Is there relief in sight? The entire industry has come under pressure since the downturn started in late 2008, but firms are increasingly vying for market share and lowering prices in the face of rising raw material costs. Looking ahead, 2011 is expected to be no different. The soaps and detergent sector remains extremely challenging, with raw material and packaging costs likely to continue climbing while product prices are unable to achieve similar increases. The recession has started hyper-competition in the market, with big competitors trying to go for the market share increases they lost in 2009. They are increasing volumes and lowering prices significantly, says one market participant. Other soaps and detergents articles include one on Africa's potential as a strong market for caustic soda, and another looking at the American Cleaning Institute's focus on clear green labeling. The proliferation of seals and certifications touting the environmental benefits of products has grown in recent years as marketers aim to capture the environmentally conscious consumer's attention. But some claims are too generic, confusing, or even misleading, pushing consumers into believing that one product is, across the board, environmentally preferable to another. This problem has attracted the attention of regulators and is a major concern for trade body the American Cleaning Institute. Other articles in this week's issue include a look at oleochemicals bouncing back. 2010 saw a healthy oleochemicals market, but rising feedstock costs may prove to be a challenge in 2011. Read ICIS Chemical Business to find out more. You'll also find a look at Brazil's Braskem as it plans to expand butadiene production in the south of Brazil. Rising propylene prices have sent a wave of increases downstream through the intermediate sector. The new year brings high hopes for polyolefins producers in Europe. Demand is up, and so are the prices for polyethylene and polypropylene. China may wind up with an ethylene surplus. The resumption of domestic production will lengthen the country's supply-demand balance. Environmental concerns may slow down the exploration of shale gas in mainland Europe. To find out more about these and many other articles pertaining to the global petrochemical industry and its markets, make sure to pick up the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business today. And if you're not a subscriber, what are you waiting for? Thanks for listening, and if you're anywhere where the winter is still being nasty, try to stay warm. Have a good night.